KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi says he forced his way through the gates of Umkhanyakude District Municipality's offices in Umkhuze after being denied entry today. He's announced that the municipality is being placed under administration again just months after a previous intervention was lifted in April. Buthelezi says the speaker and municipal manager blocked him from addressing councillors, forcing him to hold the meeting outside. Bamba Ndwandwe has been appointed as the new administrator. There's also a forensic investigation into alleged corruption and maladministration.
Our goal is to restore dignity and deliver services to the people who live and work in this district. Officials must stop mixing politics with their duties. Today, the community in Hlohlwe is protesting over water shortages, yet water tankers are being used at night to block me from accessing the offices. That alone speaks volumes about the crisis we're dealing with here.
In a letter to the MEC last week, the district speaker, Solomon Mkombo, said while they note the provincial government's decision, they believe it lacks rationality and objectivity. The wrongful death civil case of a former Northern KZN rugby player killed in Hawaii will begin today in Honolulu. Lindani Mieni from Empangeni was shot four times during a scuffle with police in the U.S. state in 2021. The father of two was unarmed. Officers in Honolulu claimed at the time that they responded to a 911 call of an alleged burglary in progress. Newswatch's Nishera Suthial reports.
The 29-year-old's American wife, Lindsay, has brought a wrongful death lawsuit against the city, arguing, amongst other things, that the officers failed to identify themselves and that their actions were racially motivated. The civil trial is going ahead after the Honolulu City Council declined to vote on a 26 million rand settlement in the lawsuit. According to the Honolulu Civil Beat publication, the council decided to delay the vote after a strong show of opposition from the city's police officers. Prosecutors have decided not to press charges against the three police officers who opened fire on Nieni, saying their actions were justified. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The General Secretary of SAFTU, Zwelinzi Mavavi, says the NPA has every right to pursue charges against ministers accused of misleading Parliament. His stance comes despite a commission of inquiry starting in August after being announced by the President last night. It follows allegations made by KZN's Police Commissioner, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, against Minister of Police Senzo Mqunu, who has been placed on special leave. Vavi says there was a prima facie evidence and believes the president should have suspended implicated ministers. And Iran says it has not set a specific date for a meeting with the United States on Tehran's nuclear program. There are plans for Iran's top diplomat Abbas Araghchi and U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff to meet again after the recent war with Israel derailed negotiations. Their first rounds of Omani-mediated negotiations were halted as Israel launched surprise strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities last month, starting a 12-day war which the U.S. later joined. They were the highest level contact between their two countries since 2018 when Washington abandoned a landmark nuclear agreement. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A Dierwald Brewis blitz has put the Proteas on the verge of victory against Zimbabwe in the first T20 of their tri-series. India still need 54 runs. England need two wickets in the third test between the two nations at Lord's. And a point for Banyana Banyana against Mali tonight will be enough to qualify for the WAFCON quarterfinals.